The DNR wants a series of criteria that livestock owners would have to meet before being eligible for wolf damage payments. Signe Holtz directs the department's Endangered Resources Bureau. She says there would be some new requirements for farmers.
Well, for example, to be eligible for being reimbursed for missing calves, all of the animals have to be tagged within 2 weeks of birth, and the department has to be provided with a list certifying the exact count at the beginning of the grazing season and the date of the tag number and the sex of all calves.
Holtz says overall the criteria would bring clarity to what people would have to do. But Eric Keynes of the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association is unhappy with at least one part of the plan. He says the DNR wants to have two verified losses in order for farmers to qualify for payments for missing calves.
Well, it's pretty obvious if you have one verified loss on a farm that you have wolves on the farm. There's no need for two verified losses. Scientific mortality studies conclude that missing calves are very difficult to find, that they are either mostly eaten or dragged off, therefore eliminating the evidence.
The DNR has backed off on another controversial part of the damage payment plan and will no longer try to put a cap on what a person can be paid each year. The department is also trying to change the system for reimbursing for wolf damage to pets and hunting dogs. One significant change is to not pay for losses more than 48 hours after people were warned that a wolf had killed, if the dog or pet was within 5 miles of that location. The DNR says surveys show less public support for covering hunting dogs. But critics say the state long ago promised full compensation for livestock and dogs lost to Wisconsin's growing population of gray wolves. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.